Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this is going to be a worldwide broadcast that you are not going to want to miss. It is the eighth day of June 2011. Bilderberg 2011 kicks off officially tomorrow and runs through Sunday afternoon. And we caught them with their pants down. A lot of times, Jim Tucker, Daniel Estlin, and other Bilderberg sleuths, myself included in Canada, get stopped when you fly into the country and sometimes turn back. And I was once held, along with Aaron and Ryan Slickhuysen, for 15 hours and screamed at in Canada that I wouldn't be allowed to go cover the conference. But media heard about it, got there, and they released us. So I didn't tell you that Aaron Dykes of Infowars.com, a filmmaker, a video editor, webmaster, was going. He is there. He got in at 8 o'clock in the morning, Swiss time. Paul Watson got in last night. They met in Zurich and got into St. Moritz where they're meeting and right now are going around to the two different mountaintop luxury hotels to confirm exactly where it's at. And coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to be talking to them via cell phone. Then later, they're going to go back to their hotel in the third hour and join us via video Skype. They are uploading via Justin TV, Quix, and my Facebook, as well as Twitter.com, Real Alex Jones, different quick video shot from their iPhone 4s. On the ground, they're also shooting high-quality photos and video that are being uploaded and updated as we speak at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is breaking in the English media. It is nowhere in the English-speaking world's media, but it is in the front page of several other newspapers. And Watson and Dykes shot video of this and uploaded it just a few hours ago, and that's in the articles that are posted right now. Major Swiss newspaper gives Bilderberg front page coverage. There's also another report. Prominent Swiss politician calls for arrest of Henry Kissinger. But the newest report, in fact, let me just pull this up, is at Infowars.com. And the Swiss news is reporting, Major Swiss news, is reporting that they are set to decide the new IMF head because Dominique Strauss-Kahn has stepped down because of the latest scandal. And that is a PrisonPlanet.com article, Bilderberg to decide IMF head. Kurt Nemo is adding some of the videos. In fact, some of the videos are already there that were uploaded just an hour or so ago to Justin TV, there to the side of Aaron and Paul on the ground, as well as photos. Matt Ryan is uploading the latest photos to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but they're already instantly all being sent to Twitter.com, Real Alex Jones. Twitter.com, Real Alex Jones. We're also launching, because turnabout's fair play. Yeah, the term comes from Glenn Beck, Extreme Insider. We've got the Infowars Insider, because it is direct email to you with exclusive videos, articles, and photos. That's going to be launched Friday. You can sign up for free, topinfowars.com, the Infowars Insider. Speaking of that, I saw Glenn Beck's new Glenn Beck TV thing, and it's, get the fourth hour of Overdrive. It's basically the PrisonPlanet.tv model. It's the truth lives here, and great. And Beck says it's a next-generation network directly to the people. That's what I've been building the last 2 years, and we're going to launch before he launches September 12th. We're going to be launching. We already see us some in the new studios. We got three new studios over there, one with a Charlie Rose look, one with a chroma key, another with a set that's been built. So there it is. Very exciting, and that's what's scaring the establishment media and the government. That's why they're moving to try to block alternative media right now. Admittedly, they are in total panic mode, and the UN's trying to pass all these treaties. Gerald Celente is joining us as well today. I got an update on the Catherine Albrecht breast cancer situation. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have an unbelievably power-packed, info-weapon, energized transmission for you today in the next 3 hours. I am glad that you've joined us via AM and FM dial, Global Shortwave, XM Sirius, Infowars.com with the audio streams, Justin TV, live video streaming from Switzerland, Bilderberg 2011 with our reporters, Aaron Dykes and Paul Watson in the field. We are streaming live video for PrisonPlanet.tv members and viewers as well. Right now, there is Jim Tucker and other press. Jim Tucker, of course, 35 years covering Bilderberg, even back when the media said he was insane, it didn't exist. Royalty, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers meeting in secret. We've gotten their documents over the years where they openly push to abolish national sovereignty, private property for the general public, and bring in a global neo-colonial feudal serf carbon tax to shut down all human activity not authorized by them. And so Jim Tucker is being interviewed on the ground. Let's fade up the audio right now, live from Switzerland. Here it is. Right when I went to him, Tucker stopped talking. We've got a $150,000 Mercedes pulling up and looking at him, a servant of the Bilderbergs, no doubt, turning into the hotel. It looks like Bilderberg folks are already arriving. This is live video, guys, so make sure on the radio we're running the delay. Oh, yeah, they got police there outside the hotel. This is definitely Bilderberg. Again, right now, Matt Ryan is embedding the Justin TV free version of this. It's also simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv to Infowars.com.
Easy, went straight through. No 10-hour interrogation for Aaron this time.
Nope.
There's Paul Watson. Okay, and the video feed cut. So they went to the hotel where they believed it was being held. They got there. There's checkpoints. There's police. You're not going up there. There's already a bunch of press. So there you have it live. I told you it's going to be absolutely jam-packed. If you're a radio listener and just tuned in, this is the new media. This is the integration of the long form. Lots of guests, lots of news, lots of information that talk radio can provide, integrated with all the new technologies that are becoming more and more reliable, video, Skype, and other systems to be able to send our reporters all over the world and bring it to you uncensored by the globalists. Remember, 3 years ago, Obama and Hillary met secretly at Bilderberg in Virginia. We were there. The whole world didn't know for a day where Hillary and Obama were. They were in there making the deal for him to be president, her to step down. We predicted it before it happened from our sources inside. We called all the major national media, and they said, we want to come down there, but we're not allowed to. No newspapers, nothing, no mainstream media. While it was the top story in the country, in early June, for a day, where is Obama and Hillary? Remember, Obama loaded all the people in Dulles, a few miles away from where they were meeting, onto the plane, said he was getting on, and the plane took off, closed the doors. They said, where's Obama? They actually shanghaied, kidnapped the reporters. Remember that big national story? So they wouldn't follow Obama so he could go to that meeting. Even when we then called them and said, here he is. The motorcade just went in, him and Hillary. Secret Service with machine guns. Marines in plain clothes. They said, sorry, we don't cover that. Now, we are breaking that media blockade, and that's why talk radio has always broken the establishment control blockade. That's why they tried to have the fairness doctrine for it. That's why they want to bring it back. It's why they want FCC fairness doctrine on the internet, as the White House regulations are, Cass Sunstein has written. They do not want you getting what you are about to get here today. Now, as soon as you get Watson and them, it's great to show the crowds of reporters something they dread and hate. But let's go up and talk to the police. Let's show that video, them being turned away. All of this being archived right now as well at PrisonPlanet.tv and at the Justin TV channel. It's now up live at Infowars.com. Exclusive live video and photos from Bilderberg, continually updated. This year's Bilderberg meeting is underway in Switzerland, and we have reporters on the ground bringing us powerful images and video from the scene. And on screen right now, we have a photo taken by one of our crew. That was a video. The video had frozen. Continuing, the article will continually be updated with the latest images and video from St. Moritz, Switzerland. And you can go see some of those incredible high-def photos. We do have Paul Joseph Watson. Let's put him up. Paul, joining us via cell phone. Tell us the name of the hotel, exactly where you are in St. Moritz, what you're witnessing there. And then as soon as you get off, I want you to just do some panning video shots of the castle, the hotel, of the police. And I want you to go up with Tucker, as we always do, or yourself, and be turned away. I want you to go up and have them tell you that you're turned away, just to show folks exactly what's going on. Paul Watson.
Hello, Alex. Yeah, we're just down the hill from the Hotel Savretta, which is the hotel that Bilderberg are meeting at. There was speculation that it would be the Kempinski, but we drove there earlier and there was no activity, so we've located the hotel. There's an excellent shot of the hotel from just up the road, and that's where we're going to head in a moment. We're gathered with the journalists from We Are Change, Luke Radowski, etc., of course, Jim Tucker. And we've been broadcasting on Justin TV, numerous videos, so people can check out that Alex Jones channel for the live coverage and the archive videos. But we're just at the bottom of the hill, just in front of the security barrier. There's private security, there's police. And as Luke Radowski was saying in the Justin TV video that we were just broadcasting live, people have been asked for their ID and passports, and Luke's passport was actually taken from him and held for 30 minutes. So the police are just saying that if you don't give us your ID, we're going to arrest you. And that's what's happening at the moment. So we're about to head up the hill and get shots of the actual hotel itself.
Okay, are you saying you don't recommend then going up to the police line because you don't want them to grab your passport?
You can actually walk up the hill and get a shot of the hotel without breaking any kind of police barrier. So,
but to be clear, I mean, Paul, to be clear, Luke Radowski, founder of We Are Change, who's there reporting for RT, he went up there just to the police line to talk to them, and they grabbed they demanded his passport?
Yeah, they held it for at least half an hour until he got it back.
Well, that's a that's a major news blurb that we need to get you to Twitter out. Then we'll have Kurt Nimmo or Matt Ryan both doing great jobs putting together your reporting. That reporter Luke Radowski, RT reporter, had passport taken by Swiss police. Reporter has passport taken by Swiss police at Bilderberg. Police guarding Bilderberg take reporter's passport and then explain they gave it back 30 minutes and the detail. We need to get a few paragraphs out on that. That's very newsworthy. But I also don't want to give away strategy. I want to talk to you as soon as we got a break here in a few minutes to give you some directives, Paul. But I think it's important that at least one of you does go up there, even if they do take the passport. Let it be a diplomatic row that you just as a reporter walk up and say, what's going on here to the police?
Alex, what they're claiming is that in Switzerland, and I believe this is true because I've read it before, if you're not a Swiss citizen, if you're an immigrant or a tourist, they can demand your ID. Whether they can hold it is another question.
No, I understand. I understand that. The issue is the New York Times, as you know, 3 years ago, doing a review of the New World Order film on IFC, said that I was delusional, having hallucinations at the Chantilly Marriott while Bilderberg was meeting, and that Obama wasn't there, Hillary wasn't there, nobody was there. You know, they said we were insane. So, and that's still said by our media. So we need, they'll just say, oh, that's a shot of a hotel. We need, they want to keep their hoax going. Remember, just a few years ago, this still didn't exist. More and more, they're having to admit it while at the same time saying it doesn't exist because they have pure disdain for their readers. So I'll talk to you during the break. Now, Paul, continuing before you'll get that live shot and photo shots for everybody at InfoWars.com and watching at PrisonPlanet.tv and all the radio listeners. Go to InfoWars.com and follow this video and everything that's happening. Again, 21st century cutting edge media. Years ago, these technologies didn't work well enough for us to use them a lot. Now they're really working well. Very, very exciting. This really evens the playing field to a great extent towards the dinosaur media. Let's talk about the breaking news that Swiss papers are reporting that they're choosing the new IMF head at this meeting. That's something that should be in our news here with Dominique Strauss-Kahn dominating news coverage.
Well, the thing is that Swiss newspapers yesterday reported that Bilderberg had no power, and yet today we picked up newspapers, and the main headline was the fact that Bilderberg is choosing the new IMF head to replace Strauss-Kahn, and we showed the front page of the newspaper on our video broadcast earlier, which is on InfoWars and Prison Planet, and it's just another indication that they do have real power, and they exercise it on a regular basis, much to the chagrin of debunkers who often claim otherwise. So basically, the majority of the Swiss newspapers are now reporting on it, and it's on the front page of two major Swiss newspapers that Bilderberg are deciding the new IMF head to replace Strauss-Kahn.
Now, Paul, you guys have two video cameras, two cell phone cameras. Is Aaron jacked into Justin TV because we're not getting feeds right now?
Aaron's on his way up. They won't let you park near the security area. They make you park further away. Aaron's here now, and he's going to be filming more video for Justin TV.
All right, the number one thing we need before you go up the hill is for you to get up-close photos of the police and security, or the New York Times will say again that we are literally schizophrenics. Now this is how dumb the readers are, that Alex Jones at an empty hotel imagining men hiding behind trees and that there's no one there. They will say there's no one there. They don't care if it's all over the Swiss papers. We've got to have photos of the cops with the submachine guns, or they'll say they don't exist. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Stay there, Watson. I'm going to talk to you off air. Video feeds are only intermittent. We have a live Twitter feed of photos pouring in that InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com reporters Aaron Dykes and Paul Joseph Watson are getting live from Bilderberg 2011. We're getting more from Tucker, who has inside sources. It's also being confirmed by the major Swiss press, but news blackout here in the United States, that the new IMF head may be from Mexico. We've got his name. Kurt Nimmo is going to get that up in the next 20 minutes. The only mega large media outlet that is alternative media but is bigger than most mainstream media is the Drudge Report. We are behind the scenes in contact with their editors, and so look for that coverage there. Breaking news. So the best place to hear the continual coverage of live radio, live video mixes, and photos will be at InfoWars.com on the section that Matt Ryan is going to be continually updating. Exclusive live video and photos from Bilderberg continually updated. Why is this so important? They're so powerful. For 50 years, they kept it secret. Only the last five or six did they have to admit that it was real. And that's why this is so important. Paul Watson, give us more intel on specifically who they're looking on trying to install as the new head of the IMF, our banker owners.
There wasn't any information that I could see. Obviously, we don't read German as to who it was. But the headline was Bilderberg to choose successor for Strauss-Kahn. And that's what we worked out from the translation, which was in the newspaper.
Yeah, well, we've got sources as well, and Kurt's translating it. Yes, it looks like they may pick. We're going to have that name and more information. Kurt gave it to me during the break, but all of this is unfolding. And what's important is they decide when the Berlin Wall goes down. They decide when to launch a new war. We've gotten their internal documents before. This is as close to the secret, smoky New World Order mafia room as it gets. Watson, we're going to have you live with a full report coming up in an hour and a half, or about an hour and 20 minutes from now, a little bit into the third hour today via video Skype, joining us with Aaron Dykes as you collate more of this information. They'll continue to check in with you in the next 30 minutes as things develop via cell phone, and we'll continue to watch the live feeds at Infowars.com that we have embedded, but any other tidbits of intel you can relay to the worldwide listeners as you cover the Global Crime Syndicate meeting.
Yeah, we were talking to Jim Tucker, and we broadcast one of these videos on Justin TV, which should be archived, and he was relating the fact that his sources are telling him that Bilderberg is petrified about the resistance within Congress to their conquest of Libya. And, of course, we've had Rand Paul in recent weeks demanding that Obama legally justify the attack because, of course, it's gone over 60 days, which is in the War Powers Act, that that's unconstitutional. So Jim Tucker says that Bilderberg are petrified of the fact that the resistance to that is building within Congress and that it may derail their plans for Libya. He also said that Bilderberg are planning a gigantic war in the Middle East, which of course would stretch beyond Libya and engulf the whole area. So that's on the agenda again.
And by the way, Jim came out 3 months before and said Bush will endorse within 6 months carbon taxes. Everybody laughed at him. Happened. Jim said the Berlin Wall will fall and called the month. Margaret Thatcher will be fired. Called it. Later she talked to him on record, said, yes, they ran me out. He really has multiple sources. I'm getting chills right now. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the people steering our planet, and they are scared. They are upset by the demonstrators. They're upset by the coverage. We've got the intel streaming in from our sources right now. Paul Watson, anything else that Jim told you from his sources?
We've got the video just in TV. There were numerous things, but those were the main ones. I've got Aaron Dykes here if you want to get some words from Aaron.
Yeah, let's do that. We're going to come back from break and go to Aaron in the long segment. Matt Ryan, we're going to put you on hold, Paul. Thank you. Paul Watson reporting from Switzerland in St. Moritz under police guard there, the globalist criminals, the mafia being guarded by the police from the evil media. Matt, the globalists who have put Switzerland having its sovereignty destroyed on the front burner, by the way. There's the enemy of Switzerland right there in any sovereign country. Matt Ryan, give us an update. You're going to be continually today updating, so is Kurt Nemo, this special video page that's going to have all the archive clips and the live feeds there. One-stop shop, Infowars.com.
Yes, basically it's going to be a collaboration of all of our coverage of Bilderberg from start to finish live. Our live stream is embedded in there. We also have the Twitter feed at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. That is embedded into that page, so you can go to one page, you can get all the information, see the updates as they come out. And that'll be in addition to all of the coverage that's done by Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, and the others.
I'm really proud of this team, Matt Ryan.
I'm proud to be part of it.
Well, you're kicking serious hind end. And Matt Ryan is also a writer for a major technology publication, but we'll be working more with him in the future in his deep investigations of Google. That is some groundbreaking bombshell info. That's coming up in the next few weeks with Matt Ryan and others here on air with us. We'll be right back with more of Matt Ryan and our reporters in Switzerland. Stay with us. Bottom of the mountain, up on the mountain, Bilderberg Group meeting, openly getting ready for their new IMF head, openly planning a gigantic new war in the Middle East, on record fomented by Western governments, the U.S., Israel, and England, openly fomenting the Arab Spring, 2012, 2011, Bilderberg coverage, and so much is happening. Meanwhile, the news is insane, and that's all coming up with Gerald Celente later. We have the new generation of the naked body scanners. We have incredible economic news unfolding. SWAT team breaks down man's door over student loans. We have Americans being arrested everywhere for credit card debt. Debtor prisons are illegal. The Department of Education now has federalized local police that will bust down your door, and they kidnapped the guy for 6 hours over student loans. The bankers are coming. The bankers are coming. Paul Revere, 240-something years ago, said the Redcoats are coming. No, ladies and gentlemen, the banksters are coming. Not your local bank, not your credit union that are real banks. The big mega global six banks, the big mega five banks in the U.S., Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. These are people like Bank of America that control the issuance of the currency and credit worldwide, and their leaders, their heads are meeting with royalty right now to decide the future of our world. And our brave, dogged reporters, our gumshoe, straw hat reporters are on the scene. They're covering it. We're showing live video. They drove up the hill past the police checkpoints that are at the entrance and are attempting to get people shots. There is Aaron Dykes in the video that PrisonPlanet.tv viewers can watch. Also, we have the free video feed at Infowars.com embedded in the article, exclusive live video and photos from Bilderberg. Continually updated right now. Get this link out to everybody. Also follow the video feeds at twitter.com/realalexjones. That Twitter feed is there at Infowars.com. U.S. funding for future promises lags by trillions. USA Today. OPEC talks breakdown. No deal to lift oil supply. That means oil prices will only go up. China warns U.S. debt default idea is playing with fire. Associated Press. This is red level. Reuters. Similar headline. Gold, little change after Bernanke comments. Bernanke speaks. Stock market plunges. I mean, this is insane. And all over the country, every day I see articles now, arrested for debts. And then it turns out they're not even allowed to do it by law. They will announce court dates, never tell the person to be there, and then arrest them for failure to appear, and then intimidate them. There are police. They're up close to the militarized police. There that are at another one of the entrances. There is the hotel where they're meeting. We take you now live to St. Moritz, Switzerland, where the crime syndicate that has engineered a global black hole of debt, 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion, impossible, hundreds of times the wealth in the world, cannot be paid back, sucking the country dry, 27 trillion, most of it went to foreign banks. As we told you for years, we were right, now admitted in the Bloomberg suit, getting the documents. Do you realize there are the criminals? There are the people openly wanting world government, openly wanting carbon taxes to shut down all their competition and selectively let GE heads who do attend these meetings be able to have the only power plants, to only let Obama supporters and globalists not have to buy the insurance. Aaron Dykes, they're reporting from Switzerland as World War III has prepared the Middle East openly, Rand Corporation calling for it, as the dollar plunges, as they talk about dollar default, as Moody's and S&P say it may default, as everything begins to accelerate, there you are. And where is the international mainstream media? Nowhere to be seen. Swiss news with insiders reporting they're preparing to pick the new IMF head, not the governments of Europe and the U.S., but the corporate leaders. This is incredible. Aaron Dykes, I mean, I'm excited, folks. You get excited about football games, folks, in the pregame. I get excited about my children's future and identifying the globalists, because if we identify them and not their front puppets, as Brzezinski said last year, as he warned the CFR that the world was awakening, it's over. They can't commit these crimes. People are rioting worldwide, from Greece to Iceland to Portugal, to Spain, to Ireland. The Irish Times says Ireland is being conquered by private banks. We must stop the bailouts, which are, again, the bankers say they owe this. Our pension funds are all tied into it. They hold us hostage and say, give us unlimited trillions, pay us carbon taxes, or we'll destroy you. Aaron, you are there in the belly of the beast. I salute you. Tell us what's happening.
Alex, I'm here surrounded 360 degrees by the beautiful Swiss Alps, with next to the biggest hotel, the Hotel Suvretta, overlooking the rest of the area here in St. Moritz. They've got private security as well as police. They say the private security's been here since yesterday, our sources tell us. They have makeshift surveillance cameras on every rooftop and sub-rooftop. They have floodlights, I guess, so they could see if anyone is sneaking around. They've got ID checkpoints, a cordon set up all around the perimeter. They've even tried to block off part of the view at the security checkpoint, where they have a trailer set up for the limos to come through, so the attendees can't be easily photographed as they come in. And it's quite a scene. We've got We Are Changers here from here in Switzerland and elsewhere in Europe. Right now there's a couple dozen. They're expecting expecting as many as 200 to even 500 later in the week. So we'll see how that plays out. But they also say some of the attendees have already arrived. Others, obviously, will be coming in tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I saw some of the Maybach, Super Mercedes, and others going in. I've seen those before. They're there. And if we see diplomatic cars coming in, you know, Hillary's in Europe right now with her special friend. That's a whole other scandal. That is the wife of Wiener. So Wienergate's only the tip of the Wienergate. We've got all that happening. This is so huge. And we've got Tucker and others with inside intel. Give us some of the things that that our inside sources are telling us are on the agenda. Some years, Tucker's source even sends him the internal agenda report. Get that immediately. Get it out. Folks can also follow it at AmericanFreePress.net. Give us your report, Aaron.
Well, of course, a lot of it Paul Watson just relayed to you, but of course they do want a wider war, according to Tucker's sources, and it makes perfect sense. They've primed the field with the Arab Spring and the semi-nonviolent, although, of course, a lot of violence behind the scenes, kind of under the covers. The hot war in Libya, which is likely to expand further, and obviously they're looking at Syria and other locales surrounding the Iran point on the map. Of course, we also have the Dominique Strauss-Kahn news breaking that they're looking to replace. By way of parallel, you remember a couple years ago, Paul Wolfowitz had his own sex scandal for hiring his mistress at the World Bank. He stepped down just before that year's conference at Bilderberg, and they reportedly did choose his successor there in the meeting, which ended up being, of course, Robert Zoellick, head of the World Bank.
Unbelievable. And Kurt's got the intel through our sources that they're looking at a particular finance minister out of Mexico to head up the IMF. That would be a big shakeup, because when they go through these rounds, it's just like Bilderberg only comes to the U.S. every 4 years. Three of the 4 years they meet in continental Europe or England. Now the word is usually only one out of 4 years or rounds of IMF head position, will it be an American? So if it's a Mexican, that'll show another major North American Union move.
Yeah, that is a huge development, because, of course, the World Bank traditionally goes to an American, the IMF traditionally to a European. So if they were to bring Mexico into the fold, that is quite an expansion and obviously a sign they want to partner with other developing nations and bring more people into the centralized global government system.
Aaron, we're going to continue to check in with you, and coming up in the third hour, we're going to do a video Skype from the hotel. I may actually change that and just have you guys from the site continue to report and then perhaps do a overdrive with you guys today. For those that don't know what overdrive is, it's up on the satellites if stations want it, but it's also at prismplanet.tv, the audio and video streams at infowars.com. So play it by ear. I'll let you know in the next 45 minutes, talking to you off air, whether you want to stay there at Bilderberg or go to your hotel to start filing your reports and also doing the video feeds. But we've got so much news here. There's a media blackout in the United States. Drudge is the only place on Monday that did carry our report about the high-level Swiss politician, basically a member of their Congress, calling for Kissinger's arrest if he shows up. So we're waiting for Drudge.
And he's indicted in France also.
And he's also
been indicted in France.
And under EU rules, he should be arrested, but Switzerland kept his sovereignty. So then the globalists can still come into there. The power of sovereignty is a double-edged sword. Of course, the EU is not going to arrest Kissinger to begin with, but who knows what could happen. We'll continue to watch that. We've got another headline that needs to get out, that there is a high-tech surveillance grid of police and makeshift cameras, that they are planning a gigantic war, that they're looking at the new IMF head. They're pushing they're worried that there's an awakening in Congress to Obama saying that the Libyan war would last days, not weeks. Now they're saying it'll last into Christmas, into next year, maybe for years, as long as it takes. And again, we've got video feeds right now of Aaron joining us on air. Let's continue with that shot. With the Swiss Alps in the background. I envy you guys, but I've got to stay here in the rear with the gear and direct all of this. Aaron, continuing, any other points that you'd like to add for folks?
Well, you know, it's hard to know offhand how clear the video is. These tripods.
It's crystal clear.
Surveillance cameras. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Just to be clear, in case the video is not, they have these surveillance cams on makeshift tripods, really about every 10 to 20 feet on every ledge, every sub-rooftop of this enormous and very gorgeous hotel. So that's very interesting.
Ask Paul, who's shooting live video right now for viewers at Infowars.com, to center the camera, because you can't really zoom with that while you're streaming. Center the camera with...
Center on those tripods.
Yeah, center on the tripods, and people can then focus in and see the cameras. Is that what looks like a lamppost right there? Is that the cameras you're talking about?
There's lampposts in the foreground. Beyond that, you'll see a short ledge with a building that is at its highest point about 10 feet, at its lowest point only about 4 feet.
Yeah, tell Paul.
Surveillance tripod is there.
Tell Paul.
If you can, and center on those cameras, please.
Yeah, and tell Paul to stay there. I want you to step in front of him for folks watching.
Stay on that.
And step in front of Paul.
And let me step in front of it.
And then point.
You're gonna back up just a bit because we're right up against this cordoned off zone here. But as you can see behind me, there are the makeshift surveillance cams, which I have not seen at the previous years. And in addition to the surveillance cams, every few feet, every 10 or 20, they have floodlights just to make sure, obviously, that they're seeing everything that's going on.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting development. And
yeah,
because
media
like
is so dangerous and so evil compared to the globalist criminals. Okay, we see you, Aaron. Point directly to where it's at.
Okay, you can see here the first surveillance cam, and then behind it on the higher ledge, there's another one next to it, a bank of lights. Behind that off to the right, a second bank of lights. Further off to the left, more banks of lights, more surveillance cams, all on these lower ledge roofs. And that's just, of course, what's visible, because we know they have snipers in place, smaller cameras surveilling for the ceilings. Obviously, it's an extremely high security zone.
All right, I'm going to make a call right here. Let's go ahead and do the third hour with you guys via video Skype. But if you're not ready by then, we'll just push it to the last half hour. I see you got the high-powered 35-millimeter lens there. That's what your support folks paid for, so we can able to bring you this hardcore coverage, this cutting-edge 21st-century coverage. Get shots of the cops with that super high-def 35-mil. Get shots of the floodlights. Get shots of it all. Get back. File blurb reports at InfoWars and Prison Planet as articles. We'll then take those and put them into master articles for Drudge and others that I know are standing by for this breaking news coverage. So spend another 20 minutes there, and then get back to the hotel and file your reports, because obviously you can also take Twitter photos with your how many megapixels are those iPhones? And then here at our office right now, we could blow up the still photos that you're posting at our Twitter feed at Infowars.com, and then we can blow those up here and get that out to people as well. And you're in the field, Aaron. I'm just the general back here at Command Base Delta. What do you want to do? That's my idea. But you're in command there on the ground. What do you want to do?
Oh, I think that makes perfect sense, Alex. So,
well, no. I mean, you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, we'll stake this area out for another 20 minutes, and then we will head back to the hotel for a high-quality connection for later in the program. And I'm sure by then we're going to know even more, because there's limos constantly coming in. A lot of them are empty, but I believe they keep them in a continuous loop. That way any arrivees don't have to be inconvenienced, for one thing. Also, if they need to access other areas without being seen, you know.
Now, we have the 2000 Super Zoom video camera. Obviously, you guys are staking out a good place to start early in the morning when the global scum arrives en masse. Just like I got footage of Queen Beatrix and David Rockefeller and others. So, obviously, find a good catbird seat.
Right.
You can get on a mountaintop and zoom in on their faces with that camera we got.
Yeah, it's an excellent camera, and it's worth noting, by the way, there's no true freedom of the press or freedom of speech here. The police are asking for passports in many cases, and we've learned from our sources, if you refuse, you can be arrested on the spot. So that's another aspect of the police state area.
Yeah, they took Luke's passport for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you witness that happen?
That was before we got here, so, but he told us about it.
Absolutely incredible. Well, that's an important thing. RT is there and working for RT. RT reporter, a passport taken, which for those that don't know, that means he was detained because he couldn't travel or get out of Switzerland without it.
And they did threaten to arrest him, from what I understand.
Okay, well, we need to get all that intel to Kurt, who I know is listening. So, RT reporter, we need to add that as update blurbs to your article, Matt Ryan. RT reporter, passport confiscated, detained, threatened with arrest. And that was for simply walking up to the police line and talking to them?
Yeah, that's just for standing in an area very similar, very close to where I'm standing right now, Alex.
Meanwhile, Obama offers bailout for Greece, which means a bailout to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, that the president of Greece on the Goldman Sachs payroll, their former finance minister, they set all this up 2 years ago, bragged about it. That's been in mainstream news. And so more of our tax money to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan for their, you know, hundreds of billions in profits and bonuses. This is insane. Aaron, you were about to say something?
And, of course, all those banks that were bailed out, or at least a great deal of them, were directly CEO'd or chaired by members of the Bilderberg Steering Group, Barclays, Royal Bank of Scotland. The list goes on and on. People like Peter Sutherland, who was also BP and Royal Dutch Shell chairman. Guys ran failed banks, and they got bailed out, and now they're the ones profiting from it, of course.
Well, Aaron, I know, do you have a mini tripod to put that iPhone on it? You can zoom in there and get some photos of that and Twitter it right now to the InfoWars Twitter feed. Get that done, do whatever else you want, and get back to base and start filing reports. Filing reports comes before you joining us via video Skype. Stand by. I'll give you directions during the break. We'll come back with Matt Ryan, then Gerald Celente coming up. Tons of global news. Okay, Luke Radowski up there on the side of the mountain over where Bilderberg Group is meeting is just popping in with us for a few minutes. He'll be back later today with Aaron and Paul Watson all reporting. He is an RT Russia Today reporter, of course, founder of the organization We Are Change, anti-globalist organization. Briefly, Luke, tell us how they took your passport, why they did it, what happened.
I mean, as soon as I came here, I started making a little bit of noise. I tried to actually walk in there to have a dinner, and I got shoved by one of the police officers. And then 30 to 40 minutes after that, a whole bunch of police officers ran up on the crowd and demanding passports. They came up right to me, and they were like, "We want his passport. We want to see your documents in their language," and we had somebody translate. I asked them why, and we were informed that if we do not give our IDs when asked, even without probable cause, that we will be sent to jail here in Switzerland. That's how tyrannical here the police are acting right now. And they actually took my passport for about 30, 40 minutes, documented, wrote it down, and I guess I'm yet on another database somewhere. So that's what happened here.
I hear the private security company has an all-seeing eye as their symbol.
Yeah, it's pretty Orwellian here. I mean, it's pretty crazy with the surveillance cameras and lights that they're setting up here. There's police officers all over the place. They even put up a white tarp so nobody could take photographs of the cars coming in here. Just like we, previously documented Madeleine Albright.
They're rolling out the red carpet for the banksters to take all their stolen loot from us and bank it there. And you did catch, of course, Bernanke there years ago in Virginia, Madeleine Albright. So they're really rolling out the red carpet for them, it looks like, compared to anything we've ever seen, Luke.
Exactly. And even I'm here talking to We Are Change Switzerland. They're telling me that this is a public street that they're blocking off. They're having private security teams working with the Swiss military and Swiss police blocking off a public sidewalk right here, threatening people with arrest. And we've been informed there's no freedom of speech here. There's no we have pretty much no rights here. So we have to be pretty careful. But, we're still going to stand our ground, and we're going to document everything as we can. And we're going to try to send a message to these elitist banksters who are trying to rule this world right now, that we're not going away, and we're going to expose them as much as we can.
Is the criminals. History's being made there, the resistance and the crimes they're committing inside the violation of the Logan Act with U.S. officials that go. Luke, we're going to be talking to you today if we can and over the next few days. Great job. God bless you. Folks can find him at Luke Radowski, We Are Change, at Facebook. God bless and be safe, Luke.
Thank you, brother.
All right, there goes Luke Radowski. Going back to Matt Ryan, we got Gerald Celente coming up about 8 after next hour. I got incredible global news. You've worked here a few years, Matt Ryan. It gets crazier and crazier every day now, where it's just, I've got literally over 100 articles here today that I could talk all day just about one of these. And there are the people that are setting it all up at this meeting. They're running things illegally, and there are the cops worshiping them.
Right, and they're setting up basically a big ship, and they're saying you have to be one of us to be allowed to be on this ship while the rest of the world drowns. But you know what? ships leak, and even the Titanic can sink. So we're going to be there. We're down on the ground, and believe me, if there's a leak, we're going to find it.
Well, we've got intel inside as well. We've got incredible breaking news. We've got a codified articles. Tell the radio listeners and satellite listeners out there about Infowars.com and this special page that you're continually updating.
Basically, there's a page up on Infowars.com, and the title of it,
Exclusive live video and photos from Bilderberg, continually updated.
Right. On the top of the page, you'll see a live video from Justin.TV, which is basically Aaron Dykes, Paul Watson, and the rest are down there, and they're transmitting live throughout this conference. Right below that, you'll see the Twitter feed from Real Alex Jones on Twitter, and they are tied into that, and if there's a photo or anything they need to get out in a hurry, it's going to the Twitter. So you'll be able to find that on that page, and right below that, all the articles we have about it, all the photos that are taken, everything in archives are going to be on that page. It's a one-stop shop. Get the word out. Spread it. Get that link out to as many people as you know, and let's spread the word about this.
Absolutely, because we're seeing a media blackout here in the United States. Let's break the blockade. We've done it before. We're going to do it again. We're going to do a keyword search coming up. Haven't done that in over a month. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gerald Celente, one of the top trends forecasters, researchers out there, will be joining us coming up in the next segment to cover all of the huge global developments. Obama wants to get more of your tax money to, quote, bail out the Greeks. The Greeks are being sucked dry. They don't owe the lion's share of the money. They tied their pension funds into the IMF and World Bank private banking consortium, and they're holding everyone hostage. And the criminals that are running this are meeting in St. Moritz, Switzerland. We've got two of our great dogged reporters. We've got Paul Watson of PrisonPlanet.com, Aaron Dykes of Infowars.com, with live video streaming, photos, all going up on the Twitter feed. It's all available at Infowars.com, exclusive live video and photos from Bilderberg, continually updated. So it's all there and available to everyone right now. Please get that link out to everyone you know. We're going to have in that one section all the new articles, all the new research, all the new breaking intel coming out as it unfolds. Then we have incredible footage of the Department of Education with local federalized police SWAT teaming someone for their wife's being behind on student loans. That's illegal. The debtor prisons are illegal. I mean, it is getting insane. We've got Open, USA Today, you name it, talking about the end of the dollar, defaults on trillions. The bankers do this. They implode you, then they take over even more. We've got just so much happening. And then I've got other bizarre articles up at Infowars.com confirmed from the Idaho Statesman. A big boil down on this from the American Dream. China wants to construct a 50-square-mile self-sustaining city south of Boise, Idaho. This is what Mexico and the North American Union have tried to do in Kansas City. This is the new model of these globalist free trade zones where they're above the laws, nothing gets searched, they can bring in whatever they want, they can leverage out all the local businesses. It's the same model of the insiders being above the law and basically having diplomatic immunity. These are diplomatic zones. And it's the same thing with the too-big-to-fail banks getting our tax money, General Electric chairing the Economic Commission in the White House, getting a waiver for their power plants nobody else does as the government shuts down their competition, Obama giving waivers to thousands of big companies that give him money where they don't have to get insurance, but we do for our employees. I mean, it is total mafia takeover. That's what world government is government by a corrupt corporate mafia who are waging war against the free market system. This is so off the charts. And to see the incredible expense of the militarized Swiss police, going after the citizens like they're scum. The Swiss people are good folks, and they have a good Second Amendment system that our Second Amendment's based on. But there you see it the same as every other country, but Switzerland's a little bit different. They are one of the main hoarding zones of these criminals' money. That's why the criminals haven't forced Switzerland into the EU yet and haven't forced it into globalism yet, because they want a place to hide out. So there they are, where they take much of their stolen loot. These individuals, many of them make billions a year through these brokerage firms and banks. They steal from us on record, and they haul it back to Switzerland, and here are the globalists protecting them. So you know why I didn't announce that Aaron Dykes and Paul Watson were going to be on the ground. I wanted them. That was even guarded here in the office. I have real trouble keeping things secret. That's why I said we're going to have our guys reporting on the reporters that are going to be there. Aaron Dykes and Paul Watson. And my wife heard it and basically took it that they would be there a few days ago. I just really can't even lie when I try, folks. The point is, this is big news, and we're fighting back. And if we can get the world to awaken to these people, there's a reason the controlled globalist dinosaur media doesn't want you to know they're there. One of the other agendas last year, and reportedly this year, is how to take over the internet, how to shut down free speech, because they can't have us identifying them as the criminals that have done it. If we can identify these people to the general public, remember just 4 or 5 years ago it didn't exist. The media would make fun of you for this. Just 3 years ago, the New York Times said I was crazy and didn't cover Bilderberg. Okay? Because they're desperate to keep this information from you. They're desperate. Gerald Celente coming up.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. So much is happening. The world really is awakening. You know, I'm the keynote speaker. Past keynote speakers have been Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. I'm told some of those folks are going to be there at Talker's main event in New York Friday and Saturday. I'm speaking Saturday morning as the keynote speaker of the event, March 2001. They did the cover story, Alex Jones, keynote speaker, fastest growing radio show in the country, according to analysis that's been done. A lot of folks claim they're the fastest this, the fastest that. We are. And that's why we have such incredible responsibility. And I couldn't have done any of this without my great team. I couldn't have done any of this without you, the listeners, spreading the word. And we are going to have, we already have incredible video reports, live streaming video, the live Twitter feed with high def photos. And we've got all this breaking news. It's going to be codified into articles. We're streaming live video of the guys driving around the Bilderberg Group Hotel, where the Global Crime Syndicate is meeting in St. Moritz. The police did detain for 40 minutes Luke Radowski and RT reporter, and took his passport and threatened to arrest him and interrogated him. So that's big news that we're going to get Kurt Nimmo to get a blurb out on. We're going to do, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we haven't done this in a month, a Google bomb, but I need to get an article out with it in the headline before I choose the term, start your engines collectively to rush the globalist. We've got that happening. But a lot of the people attending this have indictments out on them, like Henry Kissinger in France. And one of the top members of their government, the equivalent of their Congress, it was in Swiss News Monday, Drudge picked up our article on it, called for the arrest of Henry Kissinger for the convictions he has in some countries for war crimes, and the French indictment of this year. George Soros can't go because of all of the indictments and convictions in Europe on him. I mean, this is a mafia. This is, people think of the mafia as some Italians sitting around in a farmhouse. That's a low-level mafia. Okay, this is the Dutch royalty, the British royalty, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. These are the people that Obama is calling for hundreds of billions more of U.S. taxpayer money to, quote, bail out Greece. But it's admitted in Greece and in Europe, 91% of it is not owed by the Greek people. Their pension funds are tied in to the investments Goldman Sachs and others, who took over their government 2 years ago, set them up to fall. Now they're taking the country over. Some brokerage heads, one guy who's owed $3 billion, is getting huge islands individually from the government. He sells them fraud, controls their government, Papandreou, and then has them hand it all over to them. That's how evil these people are. They're the ones that want global population reduction. They're the ones that want all of this. They're the people that admittedly want to shut down the free press, and openly we've gotten their documents where they want it. They're the ones that want a global government, and our people are covering it there right now in Switzerland. We'll have continual coverage of that at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, for the rest of the hour, we're joined by the premier trends forecaster, Gerald Celente. He said last year that by the end of the year, it would be evident that the dollar was dying, that we were in a depression. Well, then the media did admit there was a depression, and they said, oh, Gerald's wrong. But look at the London Independent analysis, the London Guardian, the Associated Press. All the news this week says we're worse than depression-level housing slump, worse than depression-level job losses. They've been cooking the numbers. There never was a recovery. So the hoax is breaking. Gerald Celente was right. He wasn't wrong. The Arabs are saying they're not going to increase output of oil. All of that is happening. We've got a lot of intel from inside the Bilderberg Group. I'll go over later in the hour what's on their agenda. Bigger war in the Middle East as a political distraction, who they're going to replace at the IMF. So much key information, but it's happening, and these are the people that have done it by design. Joining us is Gerald Celente via video Skype. Thank you for joining us, Gerald. And his audio cut out. We'll go to him. Video Skype's great for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and the audio quality's better. That's why we do it. But sometimes the technology can be a bit jumpy, obviously, as you've seen from our folks reporting. But what's great, we have Gerald Celente with us. Gerald, here are the global crime syndicate, white shoe boys, as you call them, meeting openly, most of them the heads of the banks that are looting us, and the police are treating reporters like scum and threatening to arrest them and snatching their passports from them. Gerald Celente.
Well, you know what I used to say over and over again, and people didn't want to hear it. If the names on Wall Street were named Celente, Caruso, Mondavi, Puccini, Rossini, they'd call it the mafia. But as you point out, you can't call the white shoe boys crooks and criminals. Oh, no, they dress nice, and they have good language, and they go to Harvard, Princeton, Yale, and Oxford, Eton boys. Oh, no, they're proper. You know, they're raping this country, International Monetary Fund. You know, if Dominique Strauss-Kahn is allegedly guilty of raping that woman, it's just what the IMF does. They're either raping a person or raping a country. You pointed it out. They call it privatization. What they do is they force countries into bankruptcy by their banking deals. And as you also pointed out, who do the Greek people owe this money to? Oh, the German and French banks and other criminal groups that made bad bets and they can't lose. So what are they doing? Well, we have to privatize. Privatize? Oh, again, white shoe boy language. That means taking expensive public resources and selling them very cheaply to your buddies. So what we're looking at here, Alex, is really criminal activity that's in front of all of us. And you nailed it, and what you're doing is terrific by exposing it. And as you well point out, I remember 20 years ago, there was this little newspaper, I think it was called Liberty Lobby, and they used to write about the Bilderbergs, and nobody believed them. Nobody, they were these crazy people. The takeover has happened, and it's not socialism. I make this really clear. The merger of state and corporate powers is called fascism, and all the police are, the ones that you are talking about, the police in the countries around the world are nothing more than enforcers for the government crime bosses. The morality of the police is disgusting, is what's happened. As you pointed out, that video about breaking down the door at 6 o'clock in the morning because the guy didn't pay, his wife didn't pay his student loan, one after another. So the people better stand up, because boy, oh boy, the steamroller's ready to roll, and they're going to roll you over.
Gerald, for those that don't know, the footage is up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The Department of Education, the feds have basically federalized the local police. They just show up and order them to SWAT team someone when debtor prisons are illegal. But I see articles every day where they're arresting people for unpaid debts. And then I see the article where the police did do their job in Florida, where for 5 months the bank said you never owned the house, that people paid cash. Bank of America, you don't have a deed. You took their luxury home. And finally the police did the right thing and did their job. And when they went into the bank to seize the Bank of America branch and take the money out of the bank to pay them their hundreds of thousands back, under court order, the banker reportedly said, well, you can't do this. We're Bank of America. These guys think, and they've committed so many crimes, that they're God and can do this, but their comeuppance is coming. The awakening is happening to these criminals, and Bank of America is part of the big global six mega banks that own the IMF and World Bank, and that own the Federal Reserve shares. And the people are identifying them, and the people are awakening.
Well, they better awake. You know, I just heard James Carville, the Democratic strategist, and he's now saying what I said 2 years ago was going to happen. But, of course, now it's making news, and they're not calling him crazy.
Civil unrest.
Exactly. You know, I've been saying this for how long? And that's what's going to happen. You know, it's very simple. You know, I've been giving this a lot of thought. The only way this is going to change, we're not going to have a third party. It's rigged against us. Let the people vote. Let the people vote. Every major issue, war, bailouts, immigration, let the people vote. You talked about Switzerland. What do they have in Switzerland? Other than the money cockroaches, what they have in Switzerland is direct democracy. The representatives in this country don't represent us. Let's make this really clear. What they call campaign contributions, you know, that's kiddie talk for bribes and payoffs. Let the people vote. Let the people vote on every issue. We do not have a representative form of government. It's a takeover. Washington is controlled by Wall Street. The only way I see it changing, Alex, if you go back to TARP, the people would have never voted for it. If you put the war on Libya in front of the people, they would never vote for it. If you put up, do you want to keep the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan going, the people won't vote for it. That's the only way I see out of this, a direct democracy on major issues.
Well, you're absolutely right. And in every case in history, tyrants' undoing is that they reach too far. They get away with so much that they think they can do whatever they want. It's like Wiener. I mean, what type of person in their right mind, especially a prominent person, would be sending hundreds of photos of their member out to women? And then when Andrew Breitbart comes out and reports on it, they say he hacked Wiener and put it out. Wiener knew that wasn't true. I mean, this is incredible. How, not only did he lie about it, he tried to frame Andrew Breitbart. I mean, these
But Alex, who does his wife work for?
Hillary.
And don't you remember the Bill story?
Well, she's the special. Well, Bill said Hillary
made up the Monica Lewinsky. I didn't have sex with that woman's story. I smoked, but I didn't inhale Bill Clinton. This is what they do all the time. What's the surprise? I said it over and over again.
Stay there. We got a break. Got a break. Incredible. Gerald Celente, straight ahead, will cover the spectrum of news. Stay with us. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Gerald Celente is our guest. Up on our Twitter feed that you can follow at Infowars.com, we have a big headline area there that says exclusive, continually updated area at Infowars.com. We're also going to get the special page posted up at PrisonPlanet.com that has links to our live video feeds, photo feeds, and so much more, but we now have the blown-up photos of the concentration camp-style floodlights, the special pod, tripods with cameras every 10, 15 feet or so. That's all up there right now. And we do have, from Jim Tucker, this is breaking here, what their agenda is. And I'll talk a little bit about that in the next segment. In fact, let's just get into it now. What do you think of this agenda? Directly from his multiple sources inside Bilderberg. And we also have the intel, Trust But Verify, confirming that the West is behind trying to trigger a lot of these Arab uprisings to drive up oil prices, start a larger regional war. As you said a year ago, they would try to trigger a war as a political smokescreen so we'd rally around them. That they're upset that Congress is starting to wake up to the fact that Obama didn't have congressional approval and used UN authority to do it. They want a wider, giant war in the Middle East. This is directly from inside. They want continued bailouts, not just to Greece, but they want to secure unlimited trillions in a second round of profiteering that they call bailouts. So that's being haggled over. They're picking the new IMF head. Even Swiss press has reported that. But this is all very newsworthy here. But no, you won't see it in the U.S. other than Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We hope the Drudge Report picks all this up as it develops. Also, they want to go after the alternative media, and we see inside mirrored by Public, Sarkozy and others 2 weeks ago at the EU meeting, Gerald, openly saying that they do want to clamp down on the freedom of the press and the web and start censoring people and taxing the web. This is big news, and they're trying to get their carbon tax through. All that from inside Bilderberg. What's your take on that agenda?
Well, it's the agenda that's been going on now for quite some time. First of all, let's look at they have to continue to print the digital money, not worth the paper it's not printed on. So that's why we still believe gold 2000 and above. You saw the unemployment numbers last week, worse than expected. And I love the language, again, the white shoe boy language, that economists are downgrading their forecast. Downgrading? You mean they got it wrong? No, they downgrade. When we get something wrong, oh, then it's wrong, but not them. And then let's keep going on here, Alex. They've already historically engineered the first great war of the 21st century that we said was going to begin and has begun. Now they're calling it, I love it, pro-democracy movements. Pro-democracy movements? This has nothing to do about democracy. It has to do with a lot of angry people, a lot of angry Greeks, a lot of angry Tunisians and Egyptians, a lot of angry Bahrains and from Yemen. And what's the same story? Young people, Spain, 50, 45, 50% unemployment with university degrees and worthlessness. No future in front of them. And the past has been stolen and continues to be stolen by the corrupt few at the top, the Goldman Sachs gang, the Credit Suisse boys, the Deutsche Bank bandits. One criminal group after another. How about that lovely, lovely guy, Steve Schwarzman, that's bringing down the healthcare system as we speak right now in England? Steve Schwarzman? Oh, the CEO of the Blackstone Group, who, when they were going to raise the tax rate for hedge funds, he said, quote, "It's the equivalent of Adolf Hitler invading Poland in 1939. These are the people that are robbing us blind. So what they're saying, it's a pro-democracy movement. This has nothing to do with democracy.
Well, more than that, though, Gerald,
a lot of angry people.
They knew that the tree was about to fall on their house in the Middle East, so they decided to put a chain on it, pull it the other direction, and start the cutting in a controlled burn. In Libya, in Egypt, in all these countries, it's admitted that the State Department, CIA, MI6, Mossad did run it. And they're putting even worse military dictators in, is what they've now done, totally banning protests in Egypt. And the folks are still rebelling, but now Anderson Cooper isn't covering it and hailing it. So the Bilderberg boys want a wide collapse in the Middle East to drive up oil prices to further bankrupt the general population. Kurt Nemo's got this key boil-down report coming out soon at Infowars.com. Gerald, stay there. Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. We are here live. Thank you for joining us. We've got the multimedia video cast at prisonplanet.tv, intermittent photos and live video feeds at Infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. Gerald Celente riding shotgun with us for the rest of the hour. We're going to go back to Gerald here in a moment. Be sure and check out his very informative website, TrendsResearch.com. He's the founder of the Trends Research Institute in 1980. He's the national bestselling author of Trends 2000 and Trends Tracking. Trends Research Institute covers 300 diversified trends. He has a great team, including former Wall Street Journal editor Dr. Paul Craig Roberts working with him. And he's earned the reputation as one of the most trusted names in trends by accurately forecasting hundreds of social, business, consumer, environmental, economic, political, entertainment, and technology trends. Now, before I go back to him, I'm launching a major initiative. I am announcing, and we need to get Steve Watson on the horn via his cell phone because he's staying in England because I got Kurt covered up right now. And you get Steve Watson on the horn right now to get this out at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I got the idea for this looking at Twitter comments and looking at Infowars comments during the break. People are saying, where are the Swiss? They're pro-gun, anti-globalist people. They play both sides of it, you know, letting the globalists also nest there while they keep them at arm's length. You know, it's a place the globalists keep safe for themselves. Why don't we call for a protest for Swiss and other Europeans that are upset Saturday at high noon in that town, St. Moritz, there in Switzerland. Let's call for everybody peacefully to be there and call for everyone listening to contact national U.S., British, Swiss, German, Dutch, French, Flemish, all of them. Call them and tell them, be there, cover this. This is happening. Let's have a mass viral movement against this. Get the article that's up at Infowars.com that'll be continually updated. Exclusive live video and photos from Bilderberg, continually updated. Other big article, Bilderbergs may give green light to Mexican central banker as new IMF boss, by Kurt Nemo. And he's got an even bigger report with the inside agenda, the first section that we just got. Please. Now, here's the deal. Here's going to be the key search term. It will link through to the article we write. It will link through to any of your websites that write about this. I don't care about InfoWars just getting the traffic. I want the traffic because the truth is in InfoWars. The truth lives in InfoWars, as other people are now adopting our nomenclature. That's fine. Nothing succeeds like success. Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. Innovation breeds copiers. Good. That's what I want. Listen, let's make it the number one search term. Bilderberg protest. Bilderberg protest. Two words. Bilderberg protest. Go to, and by the way, the head of Google every year, and the former head Schmidt is probably there, and the current head of Google, they're always there. You need to expose them. Bilderberg, and if it doesn't show up as number one, you know they're censoring it. Bilderberg protest. You go to Google, you enter it over and over and over again in the search box. You just enter it, hit enter, put the cursor back in it so it's a new search. Enter. Let's drive it to number one. Bilderberg protest. Bilderberg protest. Hit them hard. Hit them hard. Let's push Bilderberg protest to number one. I'll get Steve Watson to do an article in the next 3 hours before this becomes number one search term about Alex Jones is calling on people and press to break the economic news blockade of how these people are robbing us, to break the blockade of how they're setting up the next round of bailouts, which are really robberies to the bankers, and how we're calling on people everywhere to converge peacefully. We have to add that. How dare us go to the criminals and, you know, converge peacefully. We need Swiss citizens especially that can't be pushed around by the Swiss police. We need everybody to converge. Everybody, I'm tempted to jump on an airplane. I was going to go, by the way, but I can't back out on the talkers thing. I'd already decided to do that. I'm going to speak Saturday. I was going to go, be there for the first day, Thursday, the official day, fly back Friday and get back Saturday morning. But I could show up late and miss something I've already confirmed I'll do. So I'm going to shut up now. Going back to Gerald Celente. Folks, Bilderberg protest. We're going to get it out. It's on. Get it out. Get our Twitter out. In fact, you know, calling everyone who loves liberty. The banksters are coming. They're in Switzerland. What is it? Two-eth by sea, one-eth by land. Am I getting that right with Paul Revere? I mean, it's here. They've come by land. They're setting up the next level of implosion, and then they'll come back and say, give us even more power, and we'll save you. But it only gets worse. This is how third-world countries became third-world countries. So, again, key search term, Bilderberg protest. Two words, hit them hard. Gerald Celente, what do you think of the idea?
I'm going to tweet it. You can count on me. I'll keep it going. Anything. Absolutely. But again, what the people have to do is they really have to understand that they must stand up. I just got back from Ireland, and I was a little bit disheartened, I have to say. Whatever happened to those fighting Irish? They're rolling over. The government is now putting water taxes on them, more property taxes to bail out the banks. And it's very simple. I said to them, take one letter and change it. Iceland, Ireland. Put that C in Ireland. Don't pay the banks. Screw the bankers. That's all you have to do. You look at every nation that has shoved it back to the IMF, and they're all doing better. The IMF is nothing more than a crime syndicate. As I said, it's the International Mafia Federation.
Hey, we got their IMF World Bank documents in 2002. When Stiglitz left, they got leaked. BBC, it was how they go in, how they buy out the politicians, how they get the finance ministers in, how they have them buy these investments. Then they implode it. Then the economy implodes. Then riots start. They call it the IMF riot. Then that destroys credibility even more. The stocks go down. They come in and buy them up for pennies on the dollar. We have them. They should all be arrested. And we have good Swiss ministers calling for their arrest. So the Swiss people, high noon, Saturday, need to be there, Gerald.
Yes. And going back and tying this all together, Alex, let's not forget just a month ago, don't you feel a lot better now that Osama bin Laden, you know, that fairy tale they told us? Isn't our life just great after that fairy tale happened? But today, just listen to the chief of NATO, the NATO chief. We need, quote, wider participation in Libya. Wider participation? This is a psychopath talking. He calls wanton murder wider participation.
Well, they call the war kinetic action, and it's going to last days, Obama said. He promised, and he didn't need Congress's approval. He said, I have UN approval, and I went to the UN to increase its, quote, credibility. It's treason. I don't just use that word. It's naked, in our face, elephant sitting on us. The elephant's not in the room. It's sitting on us, and I want out of the elephant's rear end.
Well, listen, that's the point that I'm trying to make, is exactly that. Because what they're going to do by the time Election Day comes and the economy is in much worse shape than it is now, count on a terror strike, more war. You saw how effectively that terror bandwagon rolls. Go back 4 days, April 27th. Before Osama or Barack Osama Obama, whoever, before he hit the stage and said, our core interests and those of our allies are at stake, so I'm going to war against Libya. Go back 4 days before. Osama Ben Bernanke, public enemy number one, gave the first ever press conference of the Federal Reserve. By the time he finished his dog and pony show, gold prices shot up $20 an ounce. Silver spiked. The dollar hit a three-year low against a trade-weighted basket of currencies.
Nobody buys what these crooks say anymore.
But what happened 4 days later, when Osama was back in the news, hey, we fitted him with these cement shoes, and now he's swimming with the fishes. I mean, who could believe this story? Commodity prices dove. Gold fell from 1570s down to around 1500. The power of Osama, Barack Osama Hussein, whatever his name is, whatever his passport
is. It was irrational exuberance. High five, and we won. Everything's fine. Meanwhile, the bankers are just stealing everything, setting up mafia deals where, oh, you don't have to get insurance if you're an Obama insider. Your company doesn't. Oh, you're GE. You can build more power plants. You get a waiver. I mean, everything they do is total mafia right out of the classic book. But, oh, we were taught, like you said, that archetype, only Italians are involved in organized crime. Not the blank fines, not the Bushes, no, not the Dominique Strauss-Kahns, only those Italians. No anybody else, anybody who's old with a bald head and a suit, you got to fall down, open your wrist up to them, give them all your money, give them your whole future. They now admit the average household owes, I saw a number like $527,000. Here's USA Today. Per household, just on one part of unfunded future promises. So it isn't 14-something trillion. It's in the hundreds and hundreds of trillions. We could have already paid all this off, but they have signed us on to the fiat Ponzi rat droppings that Bernanke and Paulson and before him, Greenspan and the end of Glass-Steagall, these droppings they left, and then they make us pay to literally eat their droppings, and they tell us that it's the finest filet mignon when it's a steaming pile of horse dung. America, the world, the Swiss, these are the criminals. They're not going to stop. I'm sorry, Gerald.
Well, that's it, but and that's very important, because what I'm saying is by the time the elections come in 2012, the people are going to be cheering on. They're going to, whether it's a false flag, which most likely, or something real, because the United States keeps starting wars all over the world, the mind won't be on the economy. They're going to do a Bush. And I can see it happening. The first great war of the 21st century has begun. Look what's not making the news. Albania. They're starting war over there again. The people are fed up with the criminal system. You're going to see it in Romania, Bulgaria, Latvia, Lithuania, Hungary, the spring, the Arab spring that they call. Now we're going to see a European summer, and get ready for a world winter. They're leading us to war. They're going to divert our attention. Listen to Bernie Madoff, the king of Ponzi. He did an interview in New York Magazine over the telephone, and he said two things. He said, when I got into Wall Street, I realized you had to be a member of the club and the game is rigged. Number two, he said, it's nothing more than one big Ponzi scheme. This is coming from the king of Ponzi. It's a Ponzi scheme. They're suckering in the people by shoving that money out there to keep the scam going. It's going to collapse, but our minds will be off it. Alex, the timeline, the crash of 29, the Great Depression, currency wars, trade wars, the panic of 08, the Great Recession, which is a depression, currency wars, trade wars, World War II in the 30s, the first great war of the 21st century in 2012 and beyond.
It's incredible. And now they're announcing, and they said they do this years ago. I've laid it all out for listeners, explained it. First, they take the belt off, take the shoes off, take the jacket off. Now we're going to touch the outside of your pants. Now we're going to touch the inside. Now you got to go in the scanner. Well, don't worry. You don't have to put your hands up now. And they've announced it, and they've released photos of it. You have trusted traveler, normal, and untrusted. And it's a whole new judicial system where there's no judge, no jury. You're just put on the no-fly list. 2 million Americans now on it. And then they say you can't buy guns now. They want to just extrajudicially, because the FBI has the NICS system, not a law. They just say, oh, you can't have a gun, but I don't even have a misdemeanor. We say, well, why do you say? Well, we say. So if you're on the list, you go through the full grope down, the body scan, the interrogation. Normal, you just go through a body scan. But if you're a good little slave, you walk through and retina scan your retina. If you've enrolled and gotten permission from them to just have to retina scan. But they said sometimes we're still going to grope you anyway. So it's like, oh, we got, and the headlines are how they've got all these wonderful new systems. Former TSA officer sentenced to 30 months for taking bribes. Sorry, that's a new article out of New Jersey Today. Here's one. Coming to an airport near you, iris scans. Here's another one. Airlines aim to take hassle out of security checks. See, they always act like, oh, it's the new thing to make it better. Just like Obama said, don't worry, you can ride on the new national train system in a State of the Union that they'll never build, and there won't be checkpoints there or body scanners. He knew full well for 7 years they've been doing drills and spot checks. Now they're rolling out nationwide, even at high school proms. It's the total national security force training you that they have mobile vans, checkpoints. They're going to search everybody. They're getting us ready for martial law, Gerald, under another name. And notice they're now announcing all of this. And Al-Qaeda is supposedly led by Adam Perlman, a.k.a. Gadon, who's Jewish, and his granddaddy ran the ADL, but whatever. Okay, Al-Qaeda follows the ADL guy. He says, oh, those gun shows, it's so wonderful. We can get guns and kill Americans. The media's like, we got to ban the gun shows and ban semi-auto now because of Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's so clear. They make it up. They use it. It's all theater, Gerald.
Alex, you talked about martial law. I'm urging everyone to consider economic martial law, because that's what's going to happen next. Just as 9/11 happened, whether or not it was real or whatever, the fact is two buildings came down and the Pentagon was whacked. How it happened, forget it. The issue is they closed Wall Street. If you had certificates of deposit, you couldn't cash them in. I know, because I tried. What I'm doing, and only speaking for myself, I urge those that can think for themselves to consider making sure you don't have a lot of money in the bank, because you ain't going to get it out. And if you have your gold stored there or somewhere else in one of those federal institutions, kiss it goodbye. And if they do let you get your money out, that dollar won't be worth a dime. It's hardly worth a dime now. Look what it's doing against the basket of currencies, because they're going to devalue it. And don't worry, you won't be able to get it out at all.
Gerald, stay there. Stay there. This is key information. You're absolutely right. They're gearing up for it. They've changed the banking rules to be able to do it. They're now kicking down doors with federal SWAT teams over unpaid college dues. It's on. Economic march. All right, Gerald Celente's final segment. I've been ranting. He's got so much for us. I didn't even ask him during the break. He's probably got to go here at the one-minute break. If he wants to go 5 minutes in the next hour, he can. So much happening, Gerald. What else is on your radar screen that we haven't talked about or discussed today?
I'd like to pick up what you were talking about with the TSA and groping and how people just submit. I just flew out of Newark, and I wouldn't go through the X-ray machine, so I opted out. But as I'm waiting online, I'm watching the sheeple go through, and I was thinking to myself, they could have the freight train on the other side of the door, and they would just get in and take them off to the FEMA camps, and they wouldn't say a peep. And I have to say how discouraged I am at the lack of courage that people have. And then, going through the whole routine, I mean, come on, let's stop with this terrorist stuff. Yeah, I look like the kind of guy that's going to blow the plane up. And if I wanted to blow something up, I have to get on a plane to do it. So this is all a scam. But I have to tell you how discouraged I am to see the people so willfully submit. And they're going to continue to willfully submit, just as they did, as they all applauded Osama, Obama, Barack Hussein, whatever his name is.
And by the way, whenever terrorist Al-Qaeda blows up a World Trade Center or something like that, I've gone out at night. People are buying steaks, beer. It's fun to watch the people dying and to feel hurt and get upset. That's how decadent a large portion of the population is. They didn't get scared. They got excited like it was a spectacle. And then it's fun to give your rights up. And, oh, then the government anthrax gets mailed. And it's fun to get scared of that. But that's a group that's going to suck their thumbs. there's a growing group, a minority, but it's approaching a majority that is not going to be slaves. And that's what the globalists need to understand. They're not going to be able to beat us, and we're identifying them, and we're not going into this long night. We are going to stop their world government takeover.
That's right. And, you know, I remember being on your show recently when Fukushima broke out. And you and I were adamant about it, that you were showing the footage of this thing blowing up. And we're saying, no, this is a meltdown. And how they lied. How they lied. And they keep lying. And the people, it's out of the news. Nobody's talking about
it. No, they said it was a conspiracy theory when it, that people were saying that they'd had meltdown. Now they admit three total meltdowns, including a plutonium reactor blowing rods 3,000 feet in the sky, at least 10 times worse now total. And we had scientists on who had the meters and said isotopes are being released that are only released in beyond meltdown, actual mini nuclear explosions, Gerald, And it's incredible. They knew the whole time.
They knew the whole time. And they're lying to us every day, every minute. And I listen to these Republicans. You know, I'm a political atheist. I don't believe in either of these mafia parties. And I'm listening to them now about, you know, we have to cut back on the budget. Not one peep about cutting the defense budget. And what are they talking about? We have to keep our guns aimed in Afghanistan. And what are they going to do? They're going to bring in soldiers of the Fortune 500 into Iraq. They're pulling out the soldiers and then putting in the defense contractors, mercenaries. And another thing, Alex, another trend that everybody should pay a lot of attention to, and it ties in with so many of your advertisers, and if you're going to make money and stay alive and stay healthy, look at this E. coli outbreak. Look how they're pushing that out of the news.
Stay there. Can you do five more minutes and finish up with that?
I can.
Okay, good. Gerald Celente is our guest. Coming up a little bit later in the hour, live from Bilderberg. Continual coverage at InfoWars.com. Don't forget the Google key search term, Protest Bilderberg, or Bilderberg Protest. Bilderberg Protest.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, I've done 2 hours of transmission and haven't even plugged the videos, the books, the t-shirts, the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. That's how we fund ourselves. So if you believe in this Bilderberg group reportage, please support us. I'll tell you who paid for most of the trip, which is very expensive, and the equipment, a lot of it, is Ted Anderson, Midas Resources. I'm going to be plugging that later, but he's got some great deals on gold and silver. So please think about Ted Anderson and Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, when you're making your gold and silver purchases. Got some really exciting news. Gerald, even on national news, usually only does 30 minutes, but he's going to stay with us 20 minutes into this hour to take a few of your questions on trends, specifically only for Gerald Celente, folks. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 for specific questions for Gerald Celente coming up in the next segment. Then later in the hour, live video reports from Switzerland at Bilderberg with Aaron Dykes and Paul Watson. Gerald, you were getting into the E. coli and how they keep blaming this organic food, that organic food, and moving down the line when it's clearly genetically engineered, and they're going to use this to try to have government clamp down further on farms and ranches to help big agri. Gerald Celente.
Well, that's it. It's, you know, they control everything. Look at that Senate Bill 501 that they shoved through. So what we're telling people is that when you really put all the pieces together, the air, the food, the water, you know, they're killing us in 100 different ways. You know, by the way, I don't know if you know this, Alex. I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences, for the work I've done over the many years in complementary medicine. And the first book I worked on back in the 1980s was called Natural Healing. So in this summer that's coming ahead, this is the time to really, really get in shape, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. The products that you sell, the heirloom seeds, having your e-foods on hand. This is real. The radiation's in the air. The food system is being poisoned. We don't have a shot. And the only shot we do have is if we take it in our own hands. And I want to talk also about your Midas resources and the importance for me in owning gold and silver. Current events form future trends. Look at these solar flares. This isn't conspiracy theorist stuff. This is NASA talking about it. And there's going to be a lot more of them coming this year. Will you go back to the 1800s when they had telegraph and the Carrington event fried them? They were out. Just think what they're going to do to the internet. And let's all understand there's no money out there. It's all digital money. But it won't fry gold. It won't fry silver as it fries the electronic system. And I see this guy from another planet, this Steve Jobs, talking about the wonders of cloud computing. What cloud computing? There's no clouds out there. You're just putting your information on somebody else's server. And if this happens the way a lot of scientists are saying, you're going to see a big meltdown, a big frying system.
Well, they're engineering it, admittedly, where the devices won't allow you. At first, you just have certain stuff on the cloud. But they admit, and I talked about this a decade ago, and that's what Internet 2 is. You've got a domain on a bigger domain and have no rights, like YouTube. You've got your stuff on somebody else's system, and you sign your rights away to agree. And you're like, well, I'll just keep my stuff on my server. The devices, and they're getting together at Bilderberg. That's why they get these guys together. They're getting together to make it where the devices soon won't work with your own computer or your own servers. You'll have to be in their cloud, Gerald. I'm glad you brought that up. More key trends straight ahead. Your phone calls, 800-259-9231. By the way, well, we got some breaking stuff for you. I'll cover it when we get back. This is so amazing. Stay with us.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Last November, the Food Safety Modernization Act, that means radiating it, spraying live viruses on it that eat the E. coli bacteria but cause mutations, narrowly was defeated. But it passed the Senate, got defeated in the House, started in the House, went to the Senate, and they never got it done between the conference committee. They have reintroduced it, and you knew this was coming, and Europe's doing the same thing, because of the E. coli 20 or so deaths and the hundreds that are sick in Europe. And it's in the European press that scientists are saying, this has had genes added. This didn't naturally mutate. And British intelligence says Al-Qaeda did it. Al-Qaeda did it. And don't worry, we told you last week, and this week it was coming. They've introduced these bills, and in the Food Safety Act last year, I haven't had a chance to read the new version yet, because when Gerald said that, I had a feeling and searched Food Safety Act, and boom, reintroduced today. I haven't had time to read the text yet, and last time it said, adopt the UN's treaty Codex Alimentarius. A treaty in there. Under UN law, you saw the headlines, Daily Mail and others in the last month, BBC, hundreds of vitamins and minerals and herbal remedies pulled from shelves in England and Europe under EU rules. Never thought it would happen. It's happening. And they put it in this bill. And when it wouldn't pass that week, $17 million was given by five mega agribusinesses to the House and Senate. The biggest spending for agriculture legislation in a week on record. And in there, it shuts down your local farm and ranch. You can't even can strawberries and give them to your neighbor. You can't even serve it to your neighbor at dinner. SWAT team. You see them SWAT teaming Amish without even having the laws, attacking health food stores. Folks, they're now sending federal goons kicking down doors with local police under their command without warrants for unpaid tuition. Student loans. I mean, that's illegal. I've studied it. We don't have debt prisons here like England had. They got rid of it. There was riots and wars over this. It's all coming back. I mean, how does Bank of America take a house they never even owned or have the deed to and that was paid for in cash? They were never connected. They just do it. I know I'm ranting. I want to go to your calls for Gerald Celente, but Senator Kristen Gillibrand announces food safety legislation, and they go on to say they're basically introducing the same thing. And the British government admitted in 2000 that it was weaponized foot and mouth that was taken out of a level 4 weapons lab, they said, by an animal rights activist, maybe. No, and it showed up in dozens of spots in one day. No, the government distributed it and then used it to try to shut down the farms over there. Mystery diseases are killing people. Sheep. I was getting calls when I was on European radio. Gerald, I'm ranting. It's just you brought this up and it opens up a whole other paradigm. They are so lawless because in the Food Safety Act, Big Agra is exempt, and they're the ones that are responsible in every major case for the E. coli deaths and salmonella, but then they come in and want to shut us down. I mean, it's total slavery, Gerald.
It is, and when you talk about student debts, they're student serfs. You don't get out of that debt. Thanks to Joe Biden, when he was senator of the loophole state down there in Delaware, they pushed that through. You're an indentured servant for the rest of your life. Get it in your head. You take out those student loans, they own you. It's student-owned, not loaned. You're borrowing for the rest of your life to pay them off. And then when you talk about what they're scaring us now with food, if it's food, terror, war, it's a very simple formula, Alex, and it's as old as the hills. They get you with fear and hysteria. Those are the tools of the politicians and the religious fanatics. They're in the same club. And just to mention, the only way that fear and hysteria are quashed is by beauty. Beauty of the mind, the spirit, the heart, and the soul. Beauty is the antidote to fear, and people shouldn't forget that. Because if you do, you're going to be engulfed by their hysteria and fear. And get on that cattle car. There's a place at a FEMA camp waiting for you.
And by the way, we said many years ago they would roll the FEMA camps out as places to help people that couldn't pay their bills. That's how Germany started it in 34, 35. First, you're in a ghetto. You can't run your businesses. Once you run out of money, we don't let you leave the area because we're not authorizing your papers. Then, oh, you're poor. We're going to load you up and take you to a work camp where you can pay to take care of yourself. They're now in California and Hawaii locking the homeless up. People are like, well, good. Well, it's you next. And, oh, talking about making them work. So it's on. And everything we've seen is now being repeated. I want to go to loaded phone lines here before we get to as many as we can. Gerald Celente. And again, for folks that just joined us, people can subscribe and find out more at trendsresearch.com and valuable weekly news blast and the quarterly magazine reports there at the key website, trendsresearch.com. And he also has some other alternate URLs that'll get you to the same place. But Gerald, this is a transformation into classical tyranny. And what you just said is so true. Whenever I'm worried, whenever I'm upset, I'm not in fear. I'm more in a rage to defeat these people, and that is a good thing. But I'll just lay out under the trees and look at the blue sky and beauty in my most instinctive level. The globalists are ugly. They create ugliness. They hate beauty. You look at the art they buy. They're into sickness. And I just feel like throwing myself into the gears to defeat them for beauty. The beauty of my innocent children, the beauty of innocence, the beauty of wholesomeness and private property and families, everything they assault. And then I have no fear. I am ready to die if need be to defend beauty. And what you said right there is very touching because that is exactly what is in my soul.
Yeah, we can't forget the human spirit. And that's what they've taken away from us because art is the way of finding the true meaning of the human spirit. Do you need any more proof than the Renaissance that was followed by the Black Death? Do you need any more proof when you see the greatness of the pyramids and the civilizations before of what beauty has created? This has become nothing more than a disgusting bottom line society. Isn't it wonderful going into a Walmart, having the experience of walking into a large self-storage unit? So we can change it. But we have to change ourselves. There's this great line, Alex, from the Hindus. When the student's ready, the teacher appears. The people have to get ready. They have to get in shape physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And the advertisers that you have on your show help them get there.
Absolutely. And folks, by funding alternative media, you're voting in the marketplace. You're listening to us on local AM and FMs. You're a business owner. Go sponsor that station and tell them we're doing this because you put Alex Jones on weekdays. You put him on in prime time. Folks, it's happening. This message of liberty, the people are ready, but you've got to deliver it. Let's go to Alex in Illinois. You're on the air with our guest, Gerald Celente.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Gerald. I appreciate your time and taking my call. Originally, I called with a question about hyperinflation and whether or not, in your opinion, QE3 would actually lead to that scenario and how it would affect the working Americans' everyday life. But since I've been on hold listening, I'd actually like to change my question, and I'd like to ask Gerald's opinion about Codus Alimentarius and how he thinks that would affect the economy. Would it drive up food costs? Are we looking at food riots? Or what's that going
to
do?
Oh, yeah, they're going to have a monopoly to shut everything down. I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, Gerald.
Yeah, no, they are. Of course it's going to affect us. Worse than that, it's going to affect our health. And anybody that doesn't think that there's a, you know, you don't need to be a conspiracy theorist to talk about a new world order. Just look at where the money goes from the Federal Reserve, what they call their discount window. It goes to most of the banks overseas. Look what happened when they found out $20 trillion of backdoor loans sent out. Where did it go? To banks overseas. It's a control by Big Pharma. That's all it is. They've turned this nation into a nation of junk food junkies and drug prescription addicts. I mean, can't you see it? And it's going to continue in that level with this more legislation.
Gerald, I go to third world countries and the children have electricity in their eyes. I go to restaurants and places and the kids, I was in a restaurant this weekend and literally I couldn't find small children ages 3 to 10 who didn't act and behave mentally retarded.
And look what we look like as a nation. You know my line, Alex, break the chains. I don't eat chain food. I don't shop in chain stores. I buy everything I can local. And I believe in the golden rule, both of them. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And those that have the gold rule. And I don't dig the Chinese ruling me. It's bad enough right now. So we have to support each other.
Absolutely. Let's jam a call in here. Mary in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mary. Okay, let's go to Mark. Go ahead.
Mark, hi. My name is Mark in Brooklyn. Mr. Celente, I love it when you're on the radio. My question is, for those of us who are unfortunately disabled and are living below the poverty line already, and we can't afford to buy gold and silver, what are the best things we can do to protect ourselves in this oncoming hellstorm that we're facing?
You know, it's really hard. Just keep making your voice heard as much as you can. Everything that you put into your body, you know, put the best you can. I have a dear friend of mine who's a quadriplegic. He lives out in Denver. He became a Buddhist, and he said he couldn't make it through the day if he didn't meditate every day. And it goes back into getting in, as I said, shape as best you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. That's the best we can do. And surround yourself, as I said, with the beauty that you can do. You know, beauty doesn't have to cost a lot of money. It means not buying crap. And it means associating with people that aren't afflicted with negativity all the time.
Absolutely. It's realizing how powerful you are and that you do have power and these globalists can be defeated. Gerald Celente, amazing to talk to you. We'll see if you can stay 5 more minutes and take a few more calls. Then we're getting a Bilderberg Report. Final segment with Gerald Celente. I'll try to cram in some of your calls, and regardless, I'll get to everybody. Later in the transmission, we're going back to Bilderberg Group to cover what's happening there in Switzerland. We've gotten the big inside scoop on what's going on. Again, I want to encourage everybody to support the alternative media and support themselves. support those that tell the truth. That's voting with your dollars to build the liberty movement against tyranny. And one of the great outposts of truth in the system of lies is the Trends Research Journal, trendsresearch.com, with founder Gerald Celente. Find out about it at trendsresearch.com. I want to just jam in one final phone call here for now with Gerald, or maybe two, but quick questions. Tim in Washington, you're on the air with Gerald Celente.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's it going today?
Good.
I was kind of curious. I've been doing some research in history, and it comes to find out that these bankers have amassed a mercenary army to imprison the population. Is there a way to reverse that by amassing our own mercenary army to imprison them?
Well, that's why they want a global private corporate system that is above the law. Gerald, your view on that?
No, we can't meet violence with violence. It has to be an intellectual revolution. You know, one of the mind, the body, the soul, the spirit. And again, we could outflank them. They're very easily defeated. As I said, I really believe a solution is direct democracy. Let the people vote. Let the people vote. This is America. I don't need Pelosi. I don't need Bonner. I don't need any of them telling me what I should think or what I should believe.
And you notice,
I had it. We could make it happen, Alex. We could do it through the internet. It's journalism 2.0. It's democracy 2.0. Let the people vote.
Well, going back to something you just mentioned, the Pentagon for at least two decades has said that 90% of their operations are psychological, and they admit they do it against the American people, where people will just slit their wrist if they're told it's for the military. But then when the military's being hurt by the bankers, people say, well, that's fine because the TV didn't tell me that was a problem. But nine times out of 10, it is psychological. That's why they try to dumb us down. If we rise above and become aware of what they've done and wake up to the false narratives they've given us, we can defeat these people. They're a paper tiger.
Exactly. And I've been there. I used to work in the New York State Senate. I worked in Washington, D.C. I know what it looks like. They're nothing. They're a bunch of wieners. Capiche? How much more do you have to know? Look at this guy. There are 500 and something of him. They're all alike with the exception of a few, like a Ron Paul, a few men out there. The rest are wieners. And I'd also like to say this, Alex, that this is a very crucial time. If we don't act now, we're lost. So everybody should stand up, speak out, expose the hypocrites for who they are.
God bless you. Great job. The Bilderberg protest, people all over Europe converging this next Saturday in 3 days at high noon. As we got 3 days to get this going, ladies and gentlemen, there in Switzerland, go there. The Swiss people, go there and let the criminals know you're aware of them. Contact the media, demand they cover it, and identify the criminals that have engineered this are meeting there. We now have learned a large part of their agenda. That'll be breaking soon at Infowars.com with Kurt Nimmo in a written article. Hopefully it'll be up at Drudge. We just had fragmentary reports so far because we've been collating audio, video, and still shots up at the site in the exclusive live video and photos from Bilderberg, continually updated section at Infowars.com. Gerald Celente, we'll talk to you again very soon, and I'm looking forward to seeing you Saturday night in New York.
All right, great.
All right, thank you so much. We're going to have dinner, Ted Anderson, myself, and him after I give the speech. I'm flying back Sunday, right? Not Saturday night. I think I am flying back Sunday morning because I usually just go into New York, boom, get out. And I thought, well, why not maybe go to the museum or something after I give the speech? I won't be hanging around. I know that. Sean Hannity might try to get me, I'm joking, at the event at Talkers 2011. I have done 2 hours and 28 minutes here, and I've just barely mentioned that if you want to support what we're doing, buy the books, buy the videos, buy the tapes. We got a special running right now, Endgame 995, covers the Bilderberg whole agenda, the world government plan. The film's 3.5 years old, and it's more powerful today because people watch it and go, wow, did you just make this week? Everything you said was going to happen, happened. Okay, just Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, great, one of our newest films, all available at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, streaming archive of the show, all the videos, the higher quality podcasts, 15 cents a day. If you're not a member, this is the Media 2.0. This is the next wave, next generation system we've built here, and we've done it with your support, PrisonPlanet.tv. And most importantly, don't forget, Midas Resources, the trusted name in precious metals with incredible specials, funded this Bilderberg coverage. Call, check out some of their specials, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love we get to
Monday
share.
Monday through Friday, we're here live from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time.
You don't care for
and we're getting lined up from Bilderberg 2011. Aaron Dykes and Paul Watson coming up here hopefully in a few minutes. We had them online, but it dropped. The Skype's having issues. I may just dispatch him back up to the hotel. We can just do it from the mountaintop that obviously had better internet. Of course, the globalists have the best internet. We're down the hill, little slaves below them, in one of the cheaper hotels. It's only 300 euros a night. So we're going to be talking to them very soon. A lot of other important breaking news. We're going to try to make history together here with this big demonstration against Bilderberg Group and their tyranny and their forced austerity. People all over Europe are getting angry and demonstrating. The enemy, the people that did all this, the people that need to be exposed in the info war peacefully, are the Bilderberg Group. And we're going to have our reporters there covering it. We need media there. This Saturday, high noon, St. Moritz, there in Switzerland. Get there if you're in Spain, if you're in France, if you're in Switzerland especially, if you're in the Netherlands, if you're in Italy, who's right there. It's right by Italy. If you're in Austria, right there. Get in there. Get over there. You don't have any excuse. This Saturday, high noon, I'm calling for it. Okay? And we'll be here covering it. We'll have live feeds at Infowars.com. and PrisonPlanet.com. But on our end, as I said, this costs money. And Ted Anderson of Midas Resources financed this. And again, he has radio specials where you can get three silver dollars and three of my best-selling films and free shipping. So you pay for the silver dollars at an incredibly low price. You can call him. It varies depending on the market. It actually doesn't vary. He changes it every week or so if silver goes up or down. But they got super good deals on that. Three silver dollars, and you get three of my films free and free shipping. I mean, nobody can top that. And I know Ted has no markup on that deal. It's a loss leader. But that's what he wants pitched for his sponsorship of this. So 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. If you want to call Midas Resources, they've got a lot, other radio specials. All their deals are very competitive, many of them smoking. But the radio specials, they have a whole list of them. And the brokers are there, 30-plus of them. I guess it's upwards of 50 now, with the sheet of the specials, and it's boom. No haggle. This is the deal you want. Boom. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Now, let me compose myself before we go to the guys and really focus on all the incredible information that we've just learned. But I want to add one caveat. Obviously, I'll do 15, 20 minutes of overdrive. And some station managers have said, well, that's fine that you do overdrive. We understand that. We really pioneered that, and Glenn Beck and Howard Stern have copied it, and that's wonderful. We started the fourth hour, 5 years ago, and then that's what Beck calls it, his fourth hour, that's only internet. But I said, why not just make the fourth hour on satellite now? So I did that for a few years, where it was actually on the radio, too. Stations picked it up. But now I'm getting ready to launch my new TV show that Beck's copying, which, again, I think is great. That's the most sincere form of flattery is imitation. And so I had to cut that fourth hour, but then I get greedy wanting to fight the globalist. I'm greedy for truth. I'm like an attack dog who wants more. And so I'll do 20 minutes or so into the next hour. But when you hear the show in on AM and FM, the show's over. Tune into their next great show. Wonderful. Support their sponsors. Only every once in a while do I do this overdrive. Assuming I'd hurt the TV show, I won't be able to do it anymore. So this won't be an issue anymore. But we will do about 20 minutes of overdrive into the next hour. And that way I can get into some of the other news. We've got 23 minutes left in the official transmission. I want to just say great job to my crew here as well. You can follow everything we're doing at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I can also go into overdrive to take some of the callers that are holding if you want to hold, or we'll open the phones up again then. But we have this top story, exclusive live video and photos from Bilderberg, continually updated. Then I have another report. Intimidating the media, Bilderberg security sees InfoWars reporter's passport. I think I'll change that. He is an InfoWars reporter, but he's really an RT reporter. And that was the headline I wanted, but we're going to have that changed and beefed up a bit. It's just a blurb with video of it happening. Bilderberg's may give green light to Mexican central banker at new IMF boss. That's big. The exclusive live video photos for Bilderberg continually updated. That is so important. Also, have another link, exclusive reportage live from Switzerland on the Bilderbergs. But Kurt's got his big report coming out. I'll tell you the headline here in about 10 minutes when it goes live. But the big kahuna report, the leaked inside agenda of Bilderberg, breaking here, coming up in 10 minutes. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson joining us from nearby the Bilderberg Group meeting. He was on site earlier. He's going to go back soon. Paul Watson, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here, Alex.
What did you see in the time after we talked earlier from on-site with your live video feed from the time you left? And just break down overall what you've witnessed today and what you think the most important developments are.
What happened afterwards was basically we just hung around for a little longer. There were groups of young people actually entering the Bilderberg compound, but we guess that it's because they live further down in the area and they had credentials that they were wearing around their neck. They showed to the police and they were let in. Then after that, we were just talking to some more people and taking some more photographs. We left, and some ways down the road, a good probably half a mile down the road, there were more police with dogs. So it's not just around the hotel itself, they're on surrounding roads. As he stated earlier, Luke Radowski, and the video is up on Infowars.com, was asked for his passport, and they kept his passport for about half an hour before he got it back and basically told him, if you don't hand it over, we're going to arrest you. We went right up to the security point where the barriers were. They didn't ask us for any ID. And at the moment, we're just getting all the high-quality photos posted on InfoWars and Prison Planet.
Well, Paul, you don't know about this yet, but I've got your brother from London, Steve Watson, a master's in political science in his own right, and I point that out because he's one of the smartest people I know, along with Paul. Just great researchers. You're guys I can just call who immediately get it and already have a full spectrum understanding of what's going on. He's doing a report that'll go up on Prison Planet. We've got two big things breaking. We've got the agenda of Bilderberg from the Mole via Tucker and others, a large part of the agenda. We're trying to get an actual rundown. Sometimes Tucker's even able to get that from his Mole, but the Mole's got to sneak off site to do it. And that's another thing. You got to follow Tucker some because he's always got people, cars following him and spies outside his room. And he was shot at in Portugal. That was reported on by major newspapers in 99. So obviously you're going to go get the latest intel from Tucker. Keep filing reports on that. We've got all of this unfolding. Feel free to do more of the upload videos that you're doing that we have a live link up on Infowars.com of throughout the evening, throughout tomorrow. It officially kicks off tomorrow. But the big news, my friend, is I'm calling for a global protest against the austerity bankers who we know are meeting there at this event, pushing for bigger bailouts, i.e. thefts for them. We know that that is happening. We know they're there trying to start the new war in the Middle East, a wider war. We know they're pushing for internet censorship. We know their agenda now, a large portion of it. And so we're going to have a massive protest Saturday at noon in St. Moritz, Switzerland. We're calling for the Swiss to come out. The redcoats aren't coming. The banksters are coming. We're calling for peaceful demonstration. We're calling people to call the media, demand they be there, and for folks from all over Europe, instead of just protesting at police stations and being water cannoned, peacefully come here and say, there are the criminals. There are the people. A lot of Bilderberg people can't even go because there's indictments out. We'll see if Kissinger shows up. But that's the big announcement. Get it out to everybody. Everybody Twitter it, tweet it. Steve's going to have it out very soon at prisonplanet.com.
Paul, to my room. So.
Okay, great. Aaron, you're now there on with Paul. Paul, what do you make of this announcement that we're going to have this big protest? And then talk about what you make of all this security and everything else that's happening.
Well, there were about 20 to 25 people there at the time that we went. And to be honest, from what I saw in Spain on the videos last year, and certainly Greece, if you remember Greece and Turkey, there were just mass protests in the streets, hundreds and thousands of people. So we definitely need more people there. Obviously, this is a remote area, and it takes a while to drive to from the airport, but we definitely need as many people as possible to throw the spotlight on these Bilderberg criminals that are meeting up in the mountains at the moment.
Now, Paul, again, I can rant all day and make my points, but we need everybody to get Twitters out, phone calls, news websites. The Google search term today, we've got to make it number one, Bilderberg protest, two words entered into Google and Yahoo and everywhere else over and over again. Everybody write your own articles. Get global attention onto this. Bilderberg protest. You can also reverse it and then say protest Bilderberg. Okay? Bilderberg Group a lot of times becomes the number one search during this week anyways. So we're going to push it over the edge. It's become the number one search term in the next hour or two. That's how it always works. Bilderberg protest. Protest Bilderberg. Reverse those two. But the first main term we're doing is Bilderberg protest. Put those words in. I'm even doing it myself during the break in the Google box. We need to make that number one in the global call. And I want to make sure, I need to call Steve back to make sure in his article that he explains these are the bankers, these are the crooks. Why protest in your capitals? Your capitals have been bought off by these criminals. Go to where the real scum is this Saturday, high noon. That gives us 3 days to build up, Paul.
That's right. And if you're flying into Zurich Airport, it's about a 2.5-hour drive out there. And the scenery is just breathtaking. So even if you don't get anything else out of it, I mean, the place itself is beautiful, and it's just a shame that the people meeting here are not.
Well, France, of course, Austria, and Italy are right there. We're talking hours from this. But in the Swiss, and we have a lot of listeners in Switzerland, we're rated as one of the top sites there. Get there. Go there. Go there. It's your right to say no to the criminals. The mafia is meeting. Let the world know we're not putting up with it. A lot of times the mafia hires communists to come out and protest to make folks look bad. Let's have true liberty patriots there explaining who's there. And I got to call Steve back. He's got to make sure in the article we explain these are the people bringing in another wave of economic implosion and global austerity. Paul, video can't capture what you see with your eyes. Any other observations? How were the police's mannerisms? What was their bearing? Were they robotic, or were they looking at you as if you were scum, or were they friendly?
They were giving us the eyeball, but on the whole, they didn't really harass us at all. They let us film, they let us video record. Other people were saying that there were police carrying around guns, but we didn't see any guns. Some of them appeared to have some kind of taser device, although that could have just been a baton.
Now, the Swiss are the most heavily armed. Sorry, go ahead.
There were other people who were saying that there were people in the streets down in the actual town itself, because the hotel's up in the hills. There were secret police walking around asking for people's ID. That's what the journalists who were already there told us. But from what we saw, certainly if you compare it to what Charlie Skelton experienced in Greece, where he was constantly harassed, arrested, and followed around, the security and the police were reasonably kind was in that they didn't harass us or ask for ID or anything, but of course there's a long way to go.
Yeah, in the U.S. they did some of that and would try to tell us to turn the cameras off, but after we told them we weren't going to do it, then they behaved themselves in Virginia. And it's a shame that the cops are so willing to energetically protect literally a bunch of criminals. I mean, these people are globalist tyrants. And we're streaming video right now from Justin TV, also of Luke talking about how he was detained for 40 minutes and had his passport taken. Stay on the line, Paul, but we've got Aaron Dykes there with us. Aaron, what are your observations at the first day, the prelude to the kickoff tomorrow morning of the Global Crime Syndicate meeting?
Well, Alex, to start with the literal, I'm literally looking at the hotel where the Bilderbergers are staying right now from my hotel window, along with these gorgeous mountains. And frankly, like Paul was saying, I'd rather turn my attention to the natural beauty, but we can't ignore what they're doing on this planet and the way they're controlling. But one major contradiction, I did in fact see police with sidearms, and I'm not sure if the security also had them, but I definitely saw pistols, and there was a baton, which may have also been one of those tasing baton devices. We don't know for sure.
But it's not the usual thing in Italy or in Spain or in Greece where they have submachine guns they shove in your face.
No, we haven't seen the submachine gun people here yet. Perhaps, you know, tomorrow could be another day. They're not there right now. They were not there earlier.
Well, I'll say this. I don't have a problem with the cops being like that in Switzerland because the citizens can run around with their fully autos and hand grenades, and they have the lowest crime rate in the world. So I think it's great. More guns, less crime. Other points, Aaron, that are key for folks to know?
Well, we're just obviously going to keep an eye on what's going on. We know the groups they're part of and how their agendas merge. So we're going to have those points come out. As you know, a lot of the talking points have come out from the past years of things they've discussed, and among it are the Arab Spring and the revolutions in the Middle East. They talked about that at 2010 in Sitges, Spain, and I really expect to see an escalation of that agenda for the rest of this year.
Amazing. I want to come back and talk strategy, but in the next 10, 15 minutes, Kurt, that's why we're going into overdrive for internet listeners only at Infowars.com. That's why Kurt Nimmo is in there laboring on this big report that we've got the agenda from Tucker's mold. A lot of it's been confirmed by the Swiss papers that confirm they are deciding from their sources who the next IMF head will be. And reportedly they're looking at it being the Mexican bankster out of Mexico, the finance minister. We've also got the fact that they do want to have a larger conflagration, that they are stirring up the war in the Middle East as a political diversion. They're very upset that Congress is talking about standing up to Obama, going to war with UN authority. I mean, it'd be bad if the president did it on his own. It's even worse to do it and say, the fact that they're scared of the alternative media and the awakening to them. We've got a large part of it. Now, Tucker's going to get more Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll have continual coverage here for you, gentlemen. But when we come back, I want to get other key points from you. Then I'll go into the next hour, cover the latest breaking news, take some phone calls and some other news I haven't gotten to yet. But, gentlemen, we're about to go to break. Paul, what are some other tidbits we'll cover on the other side?
Well, there are numerous reports that have come out in the past few hours. There's one from Swiss Info. There's another from expatica.com. Of course, Charlie Skelton's put out a report. And most of them are quite generic, downplaying the event. So we can discuss how the media is covering this on the other side.
All right, stay there. Stand by. We've got the reporters. We've got the will. We've got the intel. And the big protest is on Saturday, high noon.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
Way up
north, north to Alaska.
North to Alaska. Go north for us.
Okay, two big reports. This is a big deal, folks. We're going to have a global call to confront the actual criminals, not their puppet capitals in Europe, over the austerity. The lion's share of the European tax money and our tax money is going to these criminals. These are the engineers of our pain. And high noon in St. Moritz, Switzerland. If you're in Europe, folks, you need to be there. High noon. Get there. That is the protest date. High noon. Key Google search term. Google it right now. Put it in over and over again. A Google bomb. Bilderberg protest. And then you can reverse it and search it. Protest Bilderberg. And that will lead them to the protest article that Steve Watson will soon get up at prisonplanet.com. I cannot stress to you how important this is. And soon, Kurt Nimmo will have his exclusive report. This is breaking here with more details than we've even given so far on the first portion of the agenda that we've gotten from a man who 100% has the intel. So this is huge. Going back to Aaron Dykes, Aaron, other points. I mean, this looks like more security, though, with cameras and a tarp to block the cars and all of this than we've and floodlights than we've seen at previous events.
Right. Take, for instance, Canada, where they use the backdoor ramp drop so they could hide a lot of their high-profile people, including including Hillary Clinton. This year they have the entrance checkpoint where they do the key validation, making sure the people are on the list, and they put up a barrier wall, keeping down the visibility so you can identify or easily take pictures. Then they've got roughly 150 yards, maybe even 200 yards to the main entrance. So it's quite receded. It's covered in trees. And they've really made it a challenge to photograph.
And this is our government representatives violating the Logan Act. Hillary was fined, what was it, $300,000 for this back in the mid-90s, going and meeting and hiding and then lying and being caught, not wanting the media to cover it, but usually it's only the alternative media covers it anyways. But I'm looking at these photos. You can get down the road with the Zoom camera, zoom in, and still get shots of them at that checkpoint. There's more than one way to skin a cat in the info war, and we're going to get these videos. They'll undoubtedly also be toddling around in the resort below, and so you know what to do there. We're going to get the video and identify these criminals and their activities. Aaron?
Yeah, and they know we're watching them. I mean, the protesters that are here now are very visible, and if we get a lot more numbers, the message will clearly be sent. For those that do come to the village, it's quite small, so you will be seen, you will be heard. I would imagine there's a lot of places to stay. Of course, a few places are closed down because it's off-season from the ski resort, but there should be room to come on down, and you can literally see it. It's kind of up on the hill, the Master Hotel overlooking the lake that's part of the mountains here in St. Moritz. And so if they do leave the hotel, I would imagine they too will be easily seen, and I think it would be hard for them to hide, Alex.
Well, Aaron, I am calling on everybody. We need to make this big. We need the people of Europe and the world who are being robbed by these folks to actually go confront the people that are buying and selling our politicians. And also, everyone should pick newspapers and TV in Switzerland to call, but also international media, and demand they cover it. If you had 125 top media people or Hollywood folks meeting, it would be helicopters, the press, thousands of gawking spectators, but they try to run this electronic Berlin Wall and have this blackout. We've got to break that blackout in the American press. And that's another issue. Where's Bilderberg in the U.S. news? There's a blackout on that. Gentlemen, stay there. Let's do 5 minutes into the next hour for internet only, for stations. The main show's ending. We'll be over at Infowars.com. And we'll continue on the audio and video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv to cover what's happening. Then I'll go over the agenda as soon as Kurt's article comes out. It's set to come out any minute. The big protest Saturday. Be there. More coverage tomorrow. Coverage of the Global Crime Syndicate meeting in St. Moritz, Switzerland. We're now into internet-only overdrive. Well, we're on the satellite. Stations can pick this up if they want. We're talking to Paul Watson. We're talking to Aaron Dykes. And we've got two big reports. The big announcement of the global protest to convene Saturday at high noon in St. Moritz, Switzerland. And big chunks of the super-secret Bilderberg agenda from the mole we've got through Tucker and others. And a lot of what Tucker's now said is also confirmed by a Swiss newspaper that a lot of big decisions are being made, as we knew. This is huge news. So that's all coming out very, very soon. I'll keep doing overdrive until I get the info and can cover it here. But gentlemen, Paul Watson, so much to talk about. As soon as you hang up the phone, you're going to remember some issues you forgot to cover. What else is important that people need to know about what's happening?
Well, Alex, there was a kind of a red herring put out because everybody said that it was going to be at the Hotel Pinsky. When we drove into town, into St. Moritz, we drove directly past this hotel. And in fact, you can see it from this hotel window as well. And it was all shut down. There was nobody there. And that's what started the rumor in the first place, because people had tried to book rooms there 4 days during this Bilderberg conference. And that was the kind of caring, but they're actually way up on the hill at a more secluded spot, which is what you would expect, because this Kapinski Hotel is right down, basically just outside the center of town. So it's no surprise that it is up at the Savretta Hotel and not at the Kapinski, which is what many had reported beforehand.
Any other points, Paul?
No, Tucker said about the Libya thing, they're terrified of Congress stopping the bombing of Libya. They want a gigantic war in the Middle East, which is the same as what they said last year. Of course, we know they're still concerned about the Greek debt situation and the euro. We had Bilderberger Kenneth Rogoff come out and say that if the Greek debt situation is allowed to spiral into crisis and if Greece defaults on its debt, then that could place in peril the euro and in turn the global currency, the regionalized currencies that the elite seek to implement. So they're still very much concerned about the collapse of the euro and the breakup of the European Union. The newspaper, one of the newspapers we purchased this afternoon, talks about a Swiss energy minister attending the conference, which is interesting because Switzerland has just agreed to decommission all its nuclear power plants by 2034. And this lady, Luthard, is the Swiss, Doris Luthard, she's the Swiss energy minister, and she's been summoned to Bilderberg. And that's on the front page of the Bundner Tagblatt newspaper. So Bilderberg are obviously very concerned about the fact that their agenda with nuclear power could be coming to an end in the aftermath of Fukushima. So they've summoned this energy minister.
Well, how shameful is it that there's no coverage in the U.S. media except for the Drudge Report linking to us on Monday? I know Drudge is waiting for our big reports with the inside intel, but those will be out soon. So hopefully he'll help us break the electronic blockade, the no information zone they've tried to set up here in the United States. And so I'm Princess Leia, Drudge. Help me, Obi-Wan Drudge. You're our only hope. Now, folks all over the world are listening. How exciting do you think this idea for the mass protest on Saturday is, Paul?
Well, it's big because, to be frank, there's not enough people there at the moment. I mean, the conference hasn't actually started yet. There were reports of a few members arriving, but we didn't see much evidence of that. There were, you know, the black cars in evidence, but there were no passengers. So this thing hasn't even begun to kick off, so that's why people need to get down there, and they've still got time to do so.
Absolutely. We've got videos and audio being linked at our Twitter account, twitter.com/RealAtlasJones. Please retweet everything. We've got the big data page with the videos archived, the live streaming videos, the photos, and so much more. Gentlemen, let me say bye to you during the break and talk to you about future planning, and then I'll come back and cover a ton of vital news. Stay with us.